My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, Donnie just showed up at Stadium Swim at Circa where I was on Friday, and apparently it's just a bunch of pasty white guys. Like I told you, that's the vibe. That was the vibe there when I was there on Friday.
You know, sometimes
white dudes with their shirts off with jiggly man boobs.
You know how, like, if you haven't worked out a ton, if you're like, you got average dad bod, if you're photographed from the back, you got that little bit of skin kind of flabbing out halfway down your back. You kind of have like
how about hairy backs? Like, you see hairy backs in this?
I wasn't like looking that closely. I'm sure there is some hairy backs, but that upper love handle. There was a lot of that upper back love handle going on, and we had a PM team spy. Put us onto this. And Donnie is wearing a bucket hat, it looks like, and a bright red Hulkamania cutoff t-shirt with a large pair of aviator shades. He looks like the ringleader and or the class clown of the group.
He looks like a guy that hasn't stopped drinking since he touched down there Saturday morning. All right, let's get to the game balls. This is the first one, which is technically like the bronze medal of game balls.
Yes,
it's really just for one play.
Steelers defense starting to exert its will. Another punt here for A.J. Cole, his third, and they get there! Punt is blocked! Ball is still free, drilled inside the 10.
You absolutely nailed it. Watch the middle, because this is where it's going to come from. And there's Moon, and he does a perfect job of coming at an angle for the foot of the punter.
Jeremiah Moon, here's why I'm going to give it to him. Because even though he didn't really do anything defensively, he had to juggle both. He had to,
like an early James Harrison situation.
Yes, he had to not only have the biggest assignment of his career as an NFL player, getting the majority of the snaps at edge rusher opposite TJ Watt, he had to balance the special teams part of it. And I would think usually in those situations, okay, I've got to really show out on defense. That's where I'm going to get paid. That's where I'm going to get make a name for myself. I could half-ass or at least kind of go through the motions on the special teams plays. Maybe no one will notice, or if they do, they'll understand. No, he made a game-breaking play on that side of the ball, the third unit in football. So I give the guy props.
When you watch a play like that happen, maybe I'm an idiot and you can just make fun of me if you've never had this thought. Don't you wonder how more punts don't get blocked? Like, that just seemed like a pretty straightforward, like, it was a blown assignment, whatever, nice play, but I always wonder how you don't see more guys get home and block punts in a given year. Do you know what I mean? Where, like, it seems like when it happens.
I honestly have the exact opposite take, because the punter's so far away, I'm like, how does anybody ever get there in time to block the kick?
So, snap is in the air for, what, maybe a half second to three quarters of a second. Punter catches ball. Ball is off punter's foot in what, another second and a half?
It's not long, Miles.
So you have 2 seconds maybe to get to there.
You got like the two guys back there behind the line too. Like,
Pony, I think this is just more proof that football players, very athletic, in case you were curious.
All right, so game ball number three goes to, game ball number one goes to Jeremiah.
Danny Smith just was chewing the absolute snot out of that gum too.
Game ball number two.
Third and goal. Shotgun. O'Connell give. Abdullah. Oh, he lost it! The Steelers have it. Abdullah coughs it up right at the goal line. Recovered once again by Pittsburgh.
Hooked it out. Nope, it's a deliberate right there. Bam. Hand, fist on ball.
TJ Watt, he's made this list before. He's the Steelers' best player. He's the best defensive player in the NFL. And his sack numbers are down. So he told reporters after the game that he's trying to find different ways to affect the outcome.
If they want to truly eliminate getting to the quarterback with getting the ball out quick, the slides, the chips, like a team can pretty much do that if they want to. So I'm going to have to try to find ways to continue to affect the game as much as possible. And I've been doing the punch out since, back to Tim Tibisar in college at Wisconsin. He coached Peanut Tillman in Chicago, and he used to always tell me, and Peanut used to always get a ball out every day in practice. And I carried that with me, and it's been something I've continued to try to do, especially when you get in those situations. And when you have a defense that flies around like this, you're able to take more chances. I don't always get the football, but when you do, it's a big play.
And they did it twice.
So Aiden Hutchinson, what happened to him sucks, and I feel really bad for him. He was having a ridiculous start to the year. He was the odds-on favorite to be the defensive player of the year, but now he's off the board. TJ Watt is now your betting favorite in most of those betting houses to win the award. I probably occasionally, just because I like being disagreeable, undersell his impact, but he was ridiculous. The fact that he has the presence of mind in a fast-moving situation like that to both think, I'm going to go for the punch before the tackle, and more importantly, to actually hit ball successfully both times he did it, is absolutely wild. Charles Davis was talking on the other one, about how Watt sees that his teammate has secured the tackle and he goes for the punch. Then they play the replay. He goes, actually, wait a minute.
Nope,
he just punched the ball out. I could have easily used that as my play of the game because I thought that specific force fumble really changed the tenor of everything.
My prediction is that play will be outlawed and banned in the NFL someday very soon, because if you miss and punch somebody in the face or whatever.
If you punch somebody in the face, you're going to break your hand off their helmet.
Well, yeah, I know. So you can hurt yourself doing that.
Oh, they don't care about that, I don't think.
I just don't think they like the optics of people swinging punches at each other.
But they're not...
That's the NFL in 2020.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Yes, Mulsey.
This is a bit.
No, it's not. Look at some of the crap they've banned in the league. You think Roger Goodell likes guys just swinging all the way through and blasting people
yes.
to get the ball out? I'm not sure about that.
Peanut Tillman was doing this 2 decades ago.
Yes, a lot of things that people were doing 2 decades ago are no longer allowed in the NFL. A la the Steelers-Ravens AFC Championship
game. So if I were to say to Roger Goodell, Roger, what do you think about these punch-outs of footballs that cause fumbles? He'd say, that is a disgusting, violent
act.
What
if you miss it, went through the guy's face mask, punched somebody right in the face, bloodied out,
knocked
out, concussed?
Can your fist even fit through that gap?
I don't know.
What if he accidentally
There's
missed
a helmet in here. See if your hand can fit in one of those.
What
football
if he accidentally
Look, grab that one right to the left of you. Can your hand fit in there?
This one doesn't have the overhanging thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yep, see?
Barely. Hold on! Wait a minute.
That one, that's the Ryan Clark one. Yep, see?
But there's no way.
You could kill somebody.
No, the glove is going to catch.
No,
glove is going to catch right here.
Mulsey has normal man-sized hands, not NFL-sized hands.
I have 9 1/4-inch hands, okay? I could have been a starting quarterback in the NFL.
All right, game ball number 3.
Secret!
back in there. And Harris handles the first contact, and Harris isn't going down. Takes it to the 30-yard line.
Najee Harris, two best runs probably in a Steelers uniform. That one where people were jumping on his back and he was just dragging them when he was fighting off defenders in the second quarter. Then his explosive run. He had four for a touchdown. He had four runs of more than 10 yards. This is a guy that is a plotter, and usually it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And he had big plays yesterday, which has not been part of the Najee Harris repertoire to this point in his career.
Wait, did we play this one? I think we have to play the other one. Here, I got it. Charlie, is my computer still ready to go?
Oh, the
32 to go in the third.
This is
running play. Najee Harris. Shake and bake move by Harris. Takes it to the sideline, and he's tackled at the 46.
Ian Eagle is just so good.
And that's the vision. Is what Harris sees it on the cutback, and then he makes Jones miss in the hole, as you described, Ian.
Jack Jones's whole family felt that. You watch that on the replay. I think Bill Barnwell, he sent him to the shadow realm. Najee Harris doesn't do that. He tries to either run through people or jump over them, which he did again and got obliterated on a play. That was a nasty juke.
Three game balls. Jeremiah Moon for his block punt, TJ Watt for his two punches, and Najee Harris for his first 100-yard game of the season. 412-928-9370. Here is Jason in Carnegie. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how are we doing, fellas?
Hey, man. Good to talk to you.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the quarterbacks at first. Then you guys start talking about TJ Watt, so I don't even know what we're on right now.
Whatever
we kind of move all over the map. This is a free-form show.
Whatever you want, Jason.
But the quarterback situation, though, as is right now, I'm all for Fields staying in there. But there's all this talk of us bringing in another receiver, whether it be Adams or DeAndre Hopkins or whoever it may be.
Okay.
If we have another top talent receiver, talent of that kind, then I would like to see Russ, because Russ is going to be able to spread the ball to those two receivers and get it to the tight end. He'll be able to look off receivers better than Wilson can do. I mean, better than Fields can do. So if we were to up to our roster and put another receiver out there, what do you guys think then about putting Russ in?
I don't mind it. I'm not going to fight you on that point. You think that he's going to be able to get the ball downfield, especially if they bring in someone that has a reputation for being someone that catches the
ball. What would that say about Fields, though, in general, like deep, how you feel about him? Hey, we brought in another receiver, but it's to make the other guy's life easier. He's going in. We really don't believe in your ability to throw it at all. We're going to, in principle, make it easier for you to throw the ball, but you're also not going to get a chance.
Yeah, I'm not saying I agree with Jason that move would get me to immediately bench Justin Fields, but I understand how he or I might think that with better wide receivers, with better weapons, a more, not just sophisticated passing game, but just better pieces in it, that would allow for Wilson to have more success in the offense. I completely buy the argument right now that as long as you have a rudimentary passing game because of the wide receiver lack of talent and the offensive line issues, that Fields is the best guy for this offense. Not just because you're thinking about playing the long game. I just mean from an X's and O's standpoint right now.
He takes plays that are not going to work. I mean, the play where Broderick Jones looked like the controller was disconnected pretty clearly was a screen that they were all confused about, and Fields turned it into what? He ran it for like 14 yards. Wilson's not doing it.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.